With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The death toll from nationwide protests in Iran has surpassed 2,000 people, according to an unofficial tally, a level of violence not seen in Iran for decades. Speaking with reporters, Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen says Iran's leaders should not ignore President Trump's post about help being on the way.
The president made it very clear, if you're killing the innocent for simply protesting, he'll come to the rescue. And the president doesn't bluff, but it's always on his timing when we're ready to go.
The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency, which has been accurate in previous unrest in recent years, gave the latest death toll. A handful of Senate Republicans object to the Trump administration's criminal investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Several GOP members expressed serious reservations, including Senator Tom Tillis, who called it a weaponization of the Justice Department. He also said that he would oppose any of the president's Fed nominees until the investigation is resolved. Senator Lisa Murkowski called it nothing more than an attempt at coercion, and Senator Dave McCormick said he doesn't think Fed Chair Powell is guilty of criminal activity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws barring men from playing on women's school athletic teams. Lower courts ruled for the transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia who challenged the state bans, but the conservative-dominated Supreme Court gave no indication after more than 3 hours of arguments Tuesday that it would follow suit. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points, the Nasdaq dropped 24, the S&P 500 lower by 13. This is SRN News. The Heritage Foundation issues a warning.
The influential conservative think tank says the family is in decline in this country, and if that isn't reversed, the U.S. is headed for calamity. Heritage President Kevin Roberts says, quote, "Our country will not survive if families continue to crumble at this rate." The report urges federal government action, including a $2,500 investment account for every newborn, child tax credits, and marriage boot camps designed to strengthen relationships. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that around 200 courses in the College of Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy in November, requiring campus presidents to okay courses on topics related to sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Microsoft is fighting hard to win over communities concerned about AI data centers.
In meetings with federal lawmakers, Microsoft President Brad Smith emphasizes that the industry and not taxpayers should cover the cost of those centers. Data centers have faced opposition in some towns where they want to locate. In Wisconsin, Microsoft has encountered hurdles but promises minimal environmental impact. Smith insists on private funding for electricity improvements and says Microsoft remains committed to its carbon negative goals. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Malaysian authorities have announced legal action against Elon Musk's social media platform X and its AI unit XAI. They accuse the companies of failing to ensure user safety with their Grok chatbot. Grok has faced criticism for generating manipulated images, including explicit content. More details at srnnews.com.